Getting your life on track after being convicted of a crime or multiple crimes can be a daunting task. Precious Johnson, a single mom of three children, including a son with autism, has bucked the odds. She was discharged from probation early on a felony drug conviction and has succeeded in obtaining a degree and landing a job in industrial maintenance. Her story is one of persistence and of people coming together to give support. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
Precious Johnson has been through a lot. Family members say she started dealing with mental health issues at 14. She fell into drug addiction, was sexually trafficked, and along with that came criminal convictions. Then she had a turning point.
I had my daughter in prison. I had her in jail. My family couldn't be around. And this is my first child, my first time ever being pregnant, ever going through anything. My leg was handcuffed to the bed, and I had a sheriff in the, standing in the room with my doctor. And I wanted my mom, I wanted my dad. Then after I had her, they passed her to me, and she was looking at me. And right then and there, I knew. My life kind of changed.
2 years later, she earned her GED. Then she had setbacks, losing a job and later being convicted for delivering cocaine. But she completed a 5-year probation term, receiving an early discharge after 3 years. And last month, Precious graduated from Gateway Technical College with an associate's degree in applied science, and she has a full-time job as an industrial maintenance technician. She remembers what got her through the roughest times.
God and my dad. My dad passed, so I promised him that no matter what, I would finish school.
She says she has still not fully come to terms with the loss of her dad, but she kept her promise to him. Here's Gateway Technical College instructor, Jay Cook, who teaches industrial maintenance there.
Precious seemed to excel in this program. It was a real pleasure having her. She learned how to run lathes and mills and how to take machines apart and put them back together and troubleshoot them and find problems and fix them.
Cook saw her work ethic. He saw the single mother of three, including a special needs child, arranged to be at classes and attend makeup sessions. So when employer Bill Harrigan of Harrigan Solutions called him up asking for good workers for his service machine support team, Cook recommended Precious. The business opened its doors to her, placing her as the only woman on an all-male team. Here's Harrigan.
To me, the overarching story of this is, how does a community, a neighborhood really, work together to do this over and over again?
Wendell Hrishka agrees that's the goal. He's executive director of Project Return, an organization which helps people re-enter society after incarceration.
First and foremost, individuals really need that positive support network. And unfortunately, too many individuals are returning to a very negative support network, and that only escalates problems that the individual had been experiencing before.
He says that after someone gets out of jail, it's important to find them a career with advancement opportunities. He says they would need stable housing in a safe community and counseling services to address addiction or mental health issues.
And positive support and community organizations that are welcoming to that individual, even if there are those roadblocks or those hiccups that happen along the way and stuff.
Bill Harrigan, Precious's employer, agrees that it takes a village.
When all of these groups in a neighborhood work together, it's like an ecosystem. But it requires a web of people that are like-minded and they want to be deliberately developmental about the resources or the people in their area.
As for Precious, she says of her journey in industrial maintenance,
it's hard, but it can be done, and it's worth it. It gave me an accomplishing feeling, and it made me realize I want to further my education.
Precious says she wants to get her bachelor's in engineering. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.